The most feared and loathed branch of Taliban rule was the Department for the Prevention of Vice and Promotion of Virtue. Its agents patrolled the streets, beating and arresting people for not growing their beards or letting their hair grow too long, or women for not wearing a burqa. Now the government plans to reintroduce vice and virtue, as it's known, an idea that many Afghans find shocking. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Kabul.
Let's start in 1998. A phenomenon held the city of Kabul in its grip. No one could escape it. It was everywhere. Everyone talked about it all the time.
I'm the king of the world!
The movie Titanic won Oscars, raked in billions, and captured the imagination of the entire city. Even the Taliban secretly watched it at home. It was one of those inescapable pop culture artifacts that somehow translated to a very different culture. Mirwais Bahij was a teenager then. He stands in a park in central Kabul now with a group of friends, all medical students in their mid-20s. He remembers biking home one day in 1998 when Vice and Virtue police called out to him on the street.
I call him that Titanic start bush. It means that Titanic stopped. So I stopped. I was very afraid that what's happened. Suddenly 5-6 people came around of me.
They told him his hair was too long and they took him away to jail. Having hair like Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't the only crime that Vice and Virtue could arrest you for. It covered the gamut from beard length to drinking, extramarital sex, and gambling. Then it becomes a bit more surreal. Playing chess got you a month in jail. Listening to music was 2 weeks. Pornography, 3 months. Plus a fine based on how many meters long the videotape was. Teasing girls was also 3 months, and selling them ice cream or french fries, that got you 2 weeks. And the jail was something out of a nightmare. Men and boys were crowded into a single dirt-floored room. They were barely fed. They got almost no water. Marwais talks about one night in the pitch-black jail.
I cried. Oh, one of my friends there. Oh, he said he was crying. What's the matter? He said that I don't know. There was no light. So that Talib came, what's the matter? So he said that my friend was bitten by a scorpion.
Where Weiss's friend, a boy of 17, cried all night. No doctor was called until the next day. Now, the Afghan government plans to reinstitute vice and virtue. Nematullah Shirani is the minister of the Hajj and Islamic instruction. Vice and virtue comes under his portfolio. A learned man, he studied comparative law in the U.S. and chaired the committee that wrote the Afghan constitution. He has a long white beard and dresses in a gray traditional tunic and white skullcap. He says the department is needed because of growing prostitution, drug use, and corruption in society, but that his version will be very different from that of the Taliban.
Vice and virtue is one of the principles of Islam. This means we lead people to the virtues, and we stop them from committing bad acts in the society. And how we would practice that would be in a very good way that does not create any resentment from people against that. It would be totally different than the Taliban way.
Shirani says his vice and virtue department won't use violence, only words. He claims the people want guardians of their Islamic culture. Eventually, he says, there will be vice and virtue squads patrolling the streets. But he wants to start with movies, American and the wildly popular Bollywood movies produced in India.
These movies that are being broadcast on the TV, they are the producers of AIDS, producers of drug addicts. When young boys see those sexy movies, it changes their ideas and diverts their attention to different things. And when they do that, they contract the disease or finally get addicted to drugs.
Saad Mosini is the director of Tolo TV. They broadcast movies, although they do cover up cleavage and thighs digitally. He thinks depriving people of entertainment is the last thing the government should want to do.
We're a television station. We're here to provide the public with what they want. When the situation is so dire and things look so bleak, I think you would need Bollywood and Hollywood more than ever.
Mosini says the government needs to decide what vision it has for Afghan culture. Will the country be a closed, repressed Muslim society like Saudi Arabia or a modern Islamic country? He gives Malaysia as an example. And he warns, reinstituting vice and virtue is a step in one direction. One of the group of friends in the park is another medical student, Shayan Najrabi. He was beaten with cables and put in jail because his hair was too long. He is a devout Muslim, but says the people will not accept a new ministry telling them what to do.
Because under the name of this ministry, they beat people and also they want to suppress all the people.
He goes on to say that humans must be free, free of everything. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Kabul.